This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ben Cherington talked about Derek Shelton yesterday.
I believe he can help lead us towards winning in 2025. I believe that. I believe he already does a lot of aspects of the job very well and at a high level. I believe he works as hard as any manager in the game. I certainly believe he cares as much as any manager in the game. Like all of us, certainly including me, he has targets that he needs to improve on. And I believe he's fully aware of those. I believe he's very committed to working on those. I believe he understands that ultimately the team needs to respond to him. And we'll go into, 2025 together, accountable together. And I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the work ahead.
That's the only part that I kind of like, is that they're accountable together, that they're intrinsically tied, that if they stink, Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington go. I just would have done it now and not wait a year. But when Ben Cherington talks about Derek Shelton's strengths, what do we think he's talking about? What does Derek Shelton do well? I don't have an answer for that.
Mm-mm.
Now, a lot of it is roster construction. That's why I don't think Ben Cherington's done a good job and why we've said that often. I can't point to a single thing. If you are a low payroll team, and you fancy yourselves a contender, and they were 55-52 at one point, right there. They were buyers at the deadline, for goodness sakes. I would think bare minimum, you talk about how hard Derek Shelton works, how no one cares more than Derek Shelton. Why doesn't his team always look like they care?
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's like what Wehner said a month or so ago. Guys turning doubles into singles, guys turning doubles into outs, how many times did they screw up the routine plays in the field? You would think that the Pirates would bring one thing to the ballpark every night, and that would be effort and trying to outplay, out-hustle, out-heart the opposition. We don't get that from Derek Shelton-managed teams.
Well, it's a fine line whenever you're a head coach or you're a manager with being that coach or manager that your players play hard for and will do anything for, will take a bullet for you. I've been around a lot of coaches like that, but also, you can't be that head coach or manager where you let the players cross the line and you're too lenient and you're too nice and they know they can get over on you and they know they can get away with things. And I think that might be where Shelton is. And I think that what Cherington's saying, what he does well is that the players are loyal to him and like him and want to play for him, but they also can do whatever they want. I know a lot of coaches like that, where man, that guy's awesome. He's awesome because I could do whatever I want. You know, if I'm late, he's like, you're good. If I don't hustle in practice, like, come on, hey, pick it up. There's no repercussions.
Right. It's not you're getting stapled to the bench if you don't pick it up.
And I think that's what we saw last year, I believe. I believe that he wasn't, he was too accepting of things. And players know that. They know what they can get away with. And I feel like that they thought that they could get away with whatever they wanted to do at any point in time because he was that lenient and he was that accepting of certain things. He wasn't hard on them. And players like that because you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I have a friend, one of my good friends from high school, who's got a ton of friends. Like, everybody's his best friend. He's a people pleaser.
Yes.
He's a yes man.
Yes.
Great guy. Everyone loves him, but you love the guy that you're always going to get along with.
Right.
And that's what Derek Shelton is.
Yep.
And I've heard he's a really good guy. He blew up at Noah Hyles. It was really the only point of frustration we've really seen out of Derek Shelton in 5 years. It's 2024, the days of the hard-ass coach, hard-ass manager. It's never going to look like it used to look.
No.
But I'd like something bordering on it. I think you need a manager who earns respect through fear more than respect through he's my buddy. And they just don't have that here. You got cell phones falling out of pockets and sunflower seeds in the middle of a play and missing first base and rundowns between home and first. And that's just the stuff that happened way back. You consider this year, how many times did outfielders need to run into each other or your shortstop needs to run into an outfielder before it changed? Oh, wait, it never did. The fundamental stuff, I got it. They couldn't even figure that out. Mm-mm. If you're not going to be a high payroll baseball team, or you're not going to, when you win 76 games, pour enough payroll in to make a legitimate jump, you need to do all the little things right. You need to cross the T's. You need to dot the I's. You need to be buttoned up. They've not been buttoned up. You need to take the extra base. You need to be thoughtfully aggressive on the base paths. We didn't see this team do that this year. The beginning of last season, I thought they had a cheat code when the rules changed.
Right.
Why'd they start 20-8? The pitching was great. They took the extra base all the time. They ran and they ran and they ran. We barely saw it this year. Maybe a little bit more in the second half. It looked like when they came out of the All-Star break, that was going to be a point of emphasis, but too little too late. You left so many wins on the table early. I don't know a single thing that I think Derek Shelton does as at an above-average level. Managing the bullpen, I don't put totally on him because you expect Bednar to be good. He wasn't. You expect Holderman to be good, and he had a bad blip in there. They had injuries in the bullpen. But I can't totally absolve him of blame there because he continued to go to David Bednar time and time again. So I ask you, the people, at 412-928-9370, because we don't know, what do you think Derek Shelton does that warrants him being back next year? Because the big story out of the press conference for me yesterday was not only that Ben Cherington recommended that Derek Shelton come back, but that ownership in the front office agreed. So this is your front office team, Pittsburgh, going into 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.